Now, anybody who's woken up in the middle of the night could use a good book on the bedside table. You could choose one from Dr. Eliot's five-foot shelf. That's a list of literature classics compiled by Harvard President Charles Eliot back in 1909. Eliot claimed that all the books you need for a solid liberal arts education could fit on a five-foot shelf. He included literary greats like Shakespeare, Cervantes, and Homer. Last week, we asked you to tell us which books you'd put on a five-foot shelf in 2009, and we got lots of suggestions. The world's book critic Christopher Merrill joins our discussion now. And Chris, many people thought that Gabriel Garcia Marquez's 100 Years of Solitude should be on the shelf. Many others voted for works by George Orwell, like 1984. Were there books of fiction that you were surprised to see on listener shelves?
Well, one thing that surprised me was the number of American books that were on the reader's shelves. A lot of people wanted to see Toni Morrison's work, especially Beloved. I was also pleasantly surprised to find a vote for Robert Musil's The Man Without Qualities, which is one of the great novels of the 20th century.
There were also some really unusual choices, like Hitler's Mein Kampf.
Well, I suppose if you want to have a complete education, that would be one of the books that might make its way on there. But at the same time, there were books here of psychology, books on economics, John Maynard Keynes, a book that could not have made it onto the first list that Eliot drew up 100 years ago. But now more and more, it seems like an important kind of book to be reading. Churchill's History of the Second World War, that seemed like an important part of the puzzle, too.
And then there were also books that pointed to other very specific interests. Alfred Kinsey's Sexual Behavior and the Human Male, Julia Child, Mastering the Art of French Cooking. How do those dovetail with this idea of trying to bolster a full liberal arts education?
Well, the question always is, what constitutes an education? And if you look at the list drawn up 100 years ago, it was heavy on Greek drama, on English writers. And looking at what our listeners came up with today, one might find more interest in American writers, in psychology, in the works of science. Rachel Carson's Silent Spring got a couple of votes. Stephen Hawking's A Brief History of Time got some votes. And you realize that as a society changes, its ideas of what constitutes an education changes. And so that five-foot shelf begins to look a little bit different.
And finally, Chris, what are the must-haves that you would have on your five-foot shelf?
Well, one book that I didn't see mentioned was one of the masterpieces of the 20th century, which is Proust's In Search of Lost Time, the seven-volume novel that explores all of the ways in which memory works, and which I think has been central to the thinking of a lot of writers around the world ever since. So that would be an important one. I would also note Chinua Achebe's Things Fall Apart, the great Nigerian writer, and there are a lot of good books out there, and our listeners found them.
You got to be careful, though. You pick a seven-volume Proust, and you're just eating up just about all the shelves there.
There is a book by Alain de Botton about how Proust can change your life, so maybe you would just take that, which is only maybe 150, 200 pages, and you get the gist of Proust, but not the pleasure of Proust.
You've got all the answers. Christopher Merrill is the world's book critic. He directs the International Writing Program at the University of Iowa. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Laura.
Continue the discussion on Dr. Eliot's five-foot shelf at theworld.org. This is PRI.